You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. OJ in Pennsylvania grew up down the road from the shooter. This is why I like taking calls. I should have said something like that. Like, if you were at the rally, give us a call. You knew the people. Give us a call. So, OJ in Pennsylvania, just give us an idea about, you say you're 9 years older than this person. And in the next segment,
we'll
get into sort of who this guy was. I understand he was 12 years old when Trump was elected in 2016. A lot of people are pointing to that, saying, imagine, you know, you're 12 years old, you're just awakening to political reality, really, and you're just bombarded continuously for 8 years about messages about how this man is the ultimate evil, he's Hitler reincarnated, he has to be removed at all costs. It seems like he, you know, thought he was doing something heroic in his warped view of the world. Just tell us about this area. Is it a liberal area, conservative area? You say it's not rural, very much a suburb. Just tell us about this area and maybe the school he went to, stuff like that.
Yeah. So, you know, Bethel Park is very moderate, right? It definitely doesn't lean liberal or conservative any one way. You know, I think like the local magistrate and everybody typically conservative that gets elected. So definitely not, like I said, liberal in any way. But, you know, where I think it's interesting, and I don't know if you've seen this, but BlackRock came in and filmed that commercial a couple years ago, and the shooter was actually in it.
Yeah.
But the class sizes are like 400 people. So it's a pretty big high school. You know, I think I graduated with like 380. But again, like 7 miles from downtown Pittsburgh. Again, like not a lot of acreage or anything like that. Houses are kind of next to each other. What other questions? I mean, what kind of information would be helpful?
Well, you said you knew people that know the kid, and we'll have to find the video, but, you know, people have given interviews sort of about the kid. They said he was a loner in high school. He kept wearing a mask long after COVID was over, said he basically had no friends and didn't talk to anybody. Do you know anything about him? Have you talked to anybody who knows him or knew him? And do they say anything about him?
Yeah, so a family friend actually ran a summer camp that he attended as a kid. And what I've heard was just a really tough upbringing. Father kind of rough on him. Like I said, his mom is blind. So they said just not the best at-home situation, which, again, like, I could walk to that house in 5 minutes, which is just crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty wild. What about the gun culture around there? Is it a big hunting area?
No, definitely not. I mean, you know, I think like most high schools, there's always a couple kids with their trucks and, you know, their flags. But I would say that out of my friends, I mean, 90% not gun people, not big hunters. There's always, you know, a couple in a graduating size of 400, but not really a big gun culture area.
Well, it's incredibly disturbing. Yeah, I don't know. Any other, I don't know, does crew have any questions? Because, you know, without actually knowing the guy personally, I'm not sure how much more you can tell us. Just as it, what are your thoughts on this? And have you talked to anybody in your area? Like, obviously, I'm sure you guys are just flabbergasted, like shocked that this happened where you are. But just what's the overall mood there? Have you gotten a sense of that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think it's kind of disbelief. I actually was talking to a couple teachers that I knew, and they didn't even remember him. So they remembered his sister. He had an older sister. But just, you know, just very shocking. You know, the street was closed for a while, and obviously I think they found explosives. It might have been at the house. But just, you know, it's a pretty tight-knit community, and for obviously something like this to happen – is just crazy.
Yeah.
I guess something else that I will just say that's just kind of weird is the Tree of Life shooter was from like the town over from us. So right. That Tree of Life synagogue shooting. So a little weird.
Something in the water there. Do you know what he'd been doing since graduating high school by any chance?
I know he was working. He was at like a retirement home. And I don't think he ever went to college, but retirement home, and he was like helping with the
like an orderly or something. Feeding. Well, thank you so much for the call, OJ. Very interesting information. Appreciate that.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library. The most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller, so we have actually a pretty sound filtration system. But sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
The record of the hearts and minds of the American people. It's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Don't say we didn't warn you, folks. Don't say we didn't tell you how real this war is. This information war. This combat. This contest for the fate of human history. People that are attempting to enslave the human race in a one-world government are at this moment killing untold numbers of people in muddy fields in Ukraine. Human life means nothing to them. The only thing that moderates their behavior is how they think it'll be interpreted by the wider American public. Never entering into their mind is the question of morality, right and wrong. There's no shame or guilt in their psychological makeup. There's only power. And if they think they can get more power by killing somebody, then that's what they do. They think they can get away with it? Well, that's their only concern. I know that if you're hearing my voice, you're probably not like this. Probably if you were in a situation where even somebody you hated, you could kill him and get away with it. You find yourself, strangely enough, on a boat on the ocean in the middle of the night with somebody you hate and can't swim. You probably wouldn't push him off, even though you could get away with it. Even though you would suffer no consequences, you would still not do that because you don't want to kill somebody, right? Because you actually have a moral compunction. You actually think there are some things that are defined by, you know, right and wrong, defined by more than law or whether you can get away with it. That's not how these people think. These people would kill you if they thought that you wouldn't fight back. You really need to understand that that's not speculation. It's what they're doing right now as we speak. They start war after war after war that kill millions of people to achieve their political ends. So don't think that anything is beyond the pale for these people. You need to understand that. We still have a lot to get into in this hour, and I want to go to as many of your phone calls as possible, but there's so much to cover that I think is important that I not wait to cover this stuff. I want to show you the BlackRock video. Video filmed at the high school with this shooter as one of the featured students. That has now been removed by BlackRock. They have removed this footage. So any question about whether this was the kid or not, it's been confirmed. I don't know how people found this video, by the way. It's amazing what the internet hive mind can pull off. I also want to show you videos of prophecies that seem to have legitimately foreseen what occurred on Saturday. I want to go and talk more about sort of the response to this, the horrific, horrifying response to this, as exemplified most abhorrently by streamer Destiny. And then I want to get into exactly who the shooter was and what we know about him. And more stories are coming out continuously. This was just delivered to my desk. Rooftop where gunmen shot at Trump was identified as a security vulnerability before the rally. The rooftop where a gunman shot at former President Donald Trump during a campaign rally was identified by the Secret Service as a potential vulnerability in the days before the event, two sources familiar with the agency's operations told NBC News. The building, owned by a glass research company, is adjacent to the Butler Farm Show, an outdoor venue in Butler, Pennsylvania. The Secret Service was aware of the risks associated with it. Quote, somebody should have been on the roof or securing the building so no one could get on the roof, said one of the forces, a former Secret Service agent who is familiar with the planning. So they, So they knew this roof was a threat. They knew this guy was a threat. He was on their radar, apparently. He was acting suspiciously near the metal detectors before the event, and they put a note to keep an eye on this guy. He was spotted minutes before firing the shot, crawling on the roof, and people tried to warn law enforcement about them. The snipers apparently had him in their sights, but didn't take the shot till after he'd taken the shot. Whether this was a stand down or whether this was incompetence, at the end of the day, doesn't matter because they're both outgrowths of the same seed. They're both manifestations of the same source code, which is liberalism, globalism, whatever you want to call it, this force that is sweeping through our society and destroying everything it comes in contact with. Again, whether you're taking Trump out with a bullet or with a subpoena, it's about circumventing the established rules in order to gain an advantage unfairly. Whether you're talking about deliberately destroying a company from the inside out because you have stock puts on them and you're just trying to make money, or whether you are doing your best to increase diversity and the failure of the company is just a unexpected side effect, like, it doesn't matter. At a certain point, it doesn't matter. It is this resonance that is shaking our country apart. And as I see it, we basically have two options to avoid the worst fate. Either liberals can wake up to what they're engaged in, can suddenly have a come to Jesus moment and realize that they are on the side that is against everything they profess. I use liberals with quotes around it. But if these people are actually liberal, if they actually believe all the things that they constantly won't shut up about, human rights and equality and fairness under the law, and nobody's above the law, and our sacred government and the electoral system, all these things they claim to love, they need to wake up and realize that their party is systematically eliminating all of those things and is playing on their good nature to bring them along. So that's one option, is the left can wake up and go, hey, Trump almost got killed. Maybe we need to tone it down a little bit. Maybe we need to turn down the rhetoric a little bit because we don't want to live in a world like this. And we may, the liberals can recognize their own complicity in creating this situation. That's one option. The other option is that conservatives make the realization. Conservatives in office and around the country, just your regular conservative, realizes what's actually at stake here, realizes how dangerous these people are and their ideas are, and takes aggressive measures to crush them, eradicate them from society, their ideas, their ability to organize. If conservatives actually wake up to and then successfully and effectively and cogently make the argument for why these groups need to be eradicated, then that's another option that could save us from the worst possible outcome. I don't know which one of those is less likely. I have absolutely no hope that liberals are going to have any modicum of self-reflection while they're still being pumped full of the propaganda continuously. And conservatives are addicted to losing. We have this incredible fear of actually wielding power for our own benefit. And we got to get over that. We got to get over that fear. It's not a bad thing to wield power. Especially not when it's a contest and your enemies are genocidal maniacs. You have to destroy them It's not an option. It's not speculation. It's not a potentiality. Pat Philbin, the lead counsel at the White House in 2020, shut down investigations into voter fraud because he said in his own words that if they found voter fraud and if they reversed the supposed outcome of the 2020 election, that leftist Antifa Black Lives Matter mobs would burn down American cities. We are being held hostage by a massive array of well-funded, well-connected, highly organized mobs, violent, chaotic militias that will be released on the American people at a moment's notice should the American people reject the plans of the elite. If conservatives can't get serious about this, then it's over. If they can get serious about it and simply take the lessons learned from the left, taking everything the left has done to us already and use as precedent to then do the same thing to Antifa, if we can't do that, we don't deserve a country then. Nobody on January 6th came anywhere close to what happened to Donald Trump. No one was shot at, except for Ashley Babbitt. No, there's no attempted assassination. There weren't even armed people there. And yet they rounded up tens of thousands of patriots, threw thousands of people into prison for decades for wandering around the Capitol. How can we not make that same argument and do that same thing to Antifa? And the thing is, it would be so easy because Antifa has been operating in total immunity up until now. So they aren't super good at like communicating secretly. And like, how do you think you get 100 people to all dress up in exactly the same clothes and show up at exactly the same place, geared up and ready to fight? You think this all just happened spontaneously? There are communication networks. There are chat groups. There are Telegram channels. There are phone lists. There are operatives who are paid to organize this day in and day out. So get the subpoenas, charge them under RICO, and throw every single one of them that has participated in this group that has committed violent crime against the American people, and throw them in prison. Wrap them up. It's not an option anymore. Okay? And the old framework that conservatives and libertarians are still operating in does not work anymore. And if we want to get back to a world where those principles can actually exist, principles of liberty, principles of freedom, principles like the non-aggression principle, those don't work anymore, right? Ostensibly, it's like, well, in America, you're basically free to do whatever you want as long as you don't hurt anybody else. As long as you don't hurt anybody else, you can do whatever you want. That's not really true, is it? In fact, a lot of people get seriously hurt in ways that are totally legal. It's not illegal to hurt somebody. It's illegal to hurt somebody in certain ways, but you know, a company can fire 100 full-time employees and hire 100 Indians to replace them. There's nothing illegal about that. Hurts all those families, though, doesn't it? You can take a child to a hospital and have their genitals removed by a doctor. That's legal. Doesn't that violate the non-aggression principle? Sort of a gray zone, isn't it? Does it really hurt them? Is it really damaging? What about psychological damage? How do you take that into account? You might not be hurting anybody else by, you know, engaging in the promotion of unhealthy activities. You're not directly hurting them. It's not like shooting somebody. What about the psychological or moral damage you're doing to the entire nation? If we actually want to live in a country that can embody the ideals of libertarianism, the ideals of the founding fathers, then we have to go back. Then we have to undo some of the changes in the recent past, and we have to crush these people. It's very simple. If you think I'm being a little like overwrought here, a little bit like going overboard, let's go to this Tenacious D clip. This is Jack Black and his fat friend who made silly songs in the 90s and been acting like dumbasses ever since. Here's them on stage yesterday.
Don't miss Trump next time.
Thank you. Don't miss Trump next time. And the crowd cheers. But you understand, like, these people know what they're doing. They're not like, oh, we just want peace and love. And, oh, these Trump supporters, they're a threat to democracy. They're just like, assassinate Trump. Nobody cheers. So.
They obviously don't know about the Trump curse.
And these guys are a curse. They literally, I mean, their whole thing is worshiping the devil. They pretend it's ironic, but it ain't. But it isn't, though. And look, let's get into, you know, just some of the ways that the media covered this or some of the things the this is one of the craziest things ever. So there's an assassination attempt on Trump on Saturday. On Sunday, a lead Democrat tells Axios, quote, "We've all resigned ourselves to a second Trump presidency," a senior House Democrat said in the Axios story. It's almost like an admission, right? And it's continuous, right? It's just continuous. You've got Eric Swalwell saying Trump is a threat to us all. He'll kill us all. He needs to be eliminated. Let's go to that clip. Let's go to clip number four here. Here's Dan Goldman. I thought it was Swalwell. No, it's Dan Goldman, the actually possibly worst dude in the Democratic Party. Honestly, Dan Goldman. Just putrescence manifest. Let's go to clip four here. Here's Dan Goldman. Calling for Trump to be assassinated.
It's just unquestionable at this point that that man cannot see public office again. He is not only unfit, he is destructive to our democracy, and he has to be eliminated.
Yeah, he has to be eliminated. Think about this shooter who was 12 years old when Trump got elected, who has been had this crap jammed into his brain every second of every day for nearly the last decade, who legitimately believes that killing Trump is going to make him a hero. I mean, who knows who in his family or in his, you know, friend group, or maybe it's just the internet at large. And, you know, compound that with, yeah, clearly this dude's a leftist. And okay, look, one of the crazy things in the world is the fact people actually think this guy was a Republican. I've got tweets of people being like, MAGA shooter tried to kill President Trump. It's like, stop. Just stop. We know what happened because it was well publicized. Leftists were registering as Republicans to vote in the Republican primary to try to stop Trump. Everybody knows this. It's very well publicized. People actually are saying, this guy, it turns out he was a Republican. Turns out he was MAGA. Oh, really? The guy who tried to kill Trump was actually a Trump supporter. Okay, great. I can see you have a sophisticated understanding of this, I'm sure. Totally absurd. Total, utter, complete, ridiculous nonsense. But obviously, this kid is raised in a cesspit of leftist propaganda that has him thinking he's going to be a hero. And that's compounded by the fact that he's told day in and day out that his very existence is an imposition on the good people of the world, the non-white people, the good, decent, loving, never did anything wrong non-white people. They're hurt by your existence as a white man, a white man, probably straight too. He was a straight white man. His very existence was anathema to freedom and justice. He was born with an original sin that can't be washed away, unless maybe he does something heroic, right? Maybe he can make up for the sins of his skin color. Maybe if he kills Trump and gives his life in that, he'll be seen as a hero rather than a despised person by the people that he looked up to. We probably will never know, though, because just like the Nashville shooter, the entire media establishment, in cooperation with the deep state, has a vested interest in concealing the motives behind this sort of stuff. I would not be surprised in the slightest. I don't think this is going to happen, but would I be surprised at all if a year from now they were going, yes, we don't have any motive. We don't know why he shot that gun that day and almost hit Trump. It's like, well, he was trying to kill Trump. What do you mean you don't have a motive? Like, it's like saying you don't know the motive of the guy who goes into the bank with a ski mask and hands the teller a note that says, give me all the money, and points a gun at him and hands him a big bag. It's like, what was his motive for doing those things? He was robbing the bank, you morons. This guy was trying to assassinate Trump because he hated Trump. It's not that complicated. It would be nice to know more. Be nice to know who was where he's getting this information. Be really nice to know which shows he watched. Whose YouTube he was subscribed to. Who he followed on Twitter and X. Were any of them, I don't know, federal officers? Or were any of them left-wing radicals who either overtly or subversively been calling for Trump's assassination for years? It's just madness. Utter and complete and ridiculous madness. And again, this is the thing. So you've got Eric Swalwell. I don't know why a Republican would try to kill his own party's nominee with an assault rifle, but it's wrong. Violence has never been the answer. Violence is not the answer. Violence will never be the answer. Because he registered a Republican in like 2022. Although, no, it doesn't say he registered in 2022. Doesn't say when he registered. Apparently, he registered Republican. And like, they expect you to believe this. They expect you to think that this is reality. This dude was, he was a Republican. He was a MAGA Republican. That's what they're saying. The guy who tried to shoot Trump was a Trump supporter, and it's Trump's fault for using heated rhetoric. Really, he deserved to be killed for that. It's his fault for using that those words. Destiny covered this we'll get into that, expressed in a very illustrative way. But Alex Cole on X, it's amazing how when MAGA found out that Trump shooter was one of them, they all went silent. 10 million views, over 100,000 likes on this mind vomit, on this just asinine, delusional statement. The Trump shooter was one of them. The Trump shooter was a Trump supporter. Then apparently all of MAGA went silent. They live in a world of total illusion, total delusion, total utter ridiculous madness. No one went silent. Nobody in MAGA thinks this dude was a... The guy who tried to shoot Trump wasn't a Trump supporter. Do I have to explain this? Our fellow Americans believe this crap? Yeah, we can't go on like this much longer. Things have to change, folks.
Explain how the central bank digital currency, ESG-controlled corporate governance, controlling what you can do and spend, corporations, governments, private individuals, how they use that as the next bubble with the unified ledger. This is key because their bridge to get out of this bubble is the next level of total control to take a giant slice of everybody's life, but not call it a bail-in, just call it a social credit score.
Yeah. So let me, if I may, put this into the context of you and what you've gone through in this bankruptcy that you've had to go through and everything happening with InfoWars. You know, they didn't like what you had to say, so they froze you from your bank account. You couldn't access your money, right? So that took a legal process to get to that point. This is that exact same scenario, them separating you from your money, but without a legal process. They can just do it because they don't like you, because they don't like your ideology.
Now, slow down. That's the key, Dr. Elliott. This is a central bank ledger. Just sounds like a turn people. No, everyone is in bankruptcy, private companies, corporations, the general public. That's why they say you'll own nothing and like it. And then they unify it and take what they want. Your mortgage, everything is unified.
Everything. See, every asset that you have that's in this digital form, whether it's a bank account, checking account, savings account, money market, stock bond, mutual fund, brokerage account, all of that stuff, and anything with a title like your house, right? You can be put into this unified ledger. Now, the World Economic Forum has explained this really well in the sense of this is digital money. It's programmable money, meaning they tokenize or they put all of your assets into a packet, and that packet is now can be sold, right? This is like a derivative. You can flip off the ownership with the flip of a button saying, okay, Alex, you no longer own all of this stuff that you thought you had. We're flipping the switch and we're going to give it to person B or person C or to the government, right? They can do whatever they want. This is what programmable money and a unified ledger is. And to make it really dangerous is that it's based on your digital social profile and your social credit score. Now, we're not talking about a dystopian future, right? We saw this happen with the truckers in Canada.
The British Prime Minister said, if you don't accept military service, we'll just turn your bank account off. 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, absolutely. So all of these things seem to be a stretch in people's minds, right? It's like, oh, this is the mark of the beast. This is way down the road. We've seen it, bank accounts.
Well, that's right. You're not covering things that are coming. This is all being rolled out now. They have gas station chains all over Europe, the U.S., including in Oklahoma and Texas, where you've got to swipe a card to get in the building. You got to swipe a card to buy gas just to prove you're even able to buy it. I mean, it's coming in.
We're not just talking about freedom here, right? Financial freedom, getting out of harm's way of these digital assets. We're also doing something that we get the best of both worlds, asset protection and growth. And that's what makes it such an amazing
Nothing's performed as good as silver. And I haven't had a silver or gold sponsor because so many of them sell numismatics, rip people off. You are the number one bullion dealer in America right now because you've got the best deals. Look at that 12-year graph, folks. This is a no-brainer to protect your assets and probably have growth. We can't guarantee anything, but my God, you're crazy if you don't call Dr. Kirk Elliott at 720-605-3900.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. I gotta say, I don't like the way that I see Trump responding to this. And I, not to question the guy, he was almost shot in the head. I'm sure he's going through a lot. And who knows what he what he's thinking right now. Call me crazy. I don't want unity with people who want us dead. I just don't. And make no mistake, I mean, they let it, you see it every once in a while, it bubbles up. You saw in that Tenacious D clip, right? I wish he won't miss Trump next time. Everybody, woo, yeah, kill him. Right? They want him dead. They'd be celebrating in the street if he was killed. I don't want unity with these people. And look, they've been signaling it for a while. Here's an image of Gretchen Whitmer, who urges unity after the attempted assassination of President Trump. Well, in her office, displayed prominently over her shoulder during Zoom interviews she would do, she has a sticker or some sort of image that says 8645. That means kill Trump. 86, I'm not sure where, I think it's the code for, it's like the police code for murder, right? I'm not sure where it comes from, but I know 86 is kill. 45 is the 45th president, Donald Trump. So Gretchen Whitmer, governor of Michigan, right, has prominently displayed in her office on screen while she does interviews the numerical equivalent of kill Donald Trump. That's what that means. 86-45. 86 means murder. 45 means Trump. Murder Trump. So I don't want unity with these people. I especially wouldn't want unity if one of their bullets just took the top part of my ear. And when I'm still going through relentless persecution in the legal system, how can you want unity with people who have lied about you relentlessly, who have tried desperately and succeeded in many regards in destroying your life, who will throw you in jail for being near a protest at the Capitol for decades with a terrorism enhancement? How can you want unity with these people? The message here isn't, oh, rhetoric is getting too high. It's the left is insane. They tried to kill the president, just like they're trying to imprison the president on trumped up charges. Just like they've thrown activists into prison, in some cases, solitary confinement for years, when they were totally nonviolent and were working with the police the entire time they were in the Capitol, like Jacob Chansley. Solitary confinement for months on end. I don't want unity with these people. I want unity with anybody who wants to oppose these people. If you're one of these people and you can wake up to what's been going on and reject it and join us on the side of truth and justice and reality, then great. I have no problem with you. Until then, you are my enemy. And I don't want unity with my enemies. Donald Trump talks unity after shooting attempt. Donald Trump was in Milwaukee on Monday to make the final preparations for the Republican presidential nomination later this week after narrowly escaping an assassination attempt that he said presented an opportunity to bring the country together. Really? Because for the leftists, it's been an opportunity to fantasize about you dying. And there's this character, Destiny, who I'm not convinced is real. No, I'm kidding. But I do think it'd be funny to start a campaign where we all think Destiny is a deep fake. Because it is unbelievable that somebody like this actually exists out there. But I want to explain Destiny to everybody. If you don't know who he is, he's been totally viral on Twitter because he's saying the most outrageous things. But in a way, I love Destiny. In a way, I love him. I don't like him, but I love him like I love the smell of crap, right? I don't. It's disgusting. Nobody likes it. But I like the function it serves. It warns us that there's something putrid nearby. And that's an important function. So Destiny, the function he serves is to say publicly what most decent people would never let leave their lips and yet is rattling around in their brain. His purpose is to make us aware of how liberals really feel because he can't help himself. He's like the smell of crap. You hear what he says, and you sort of make a disgusted face and you go, oh, something's horrible around. There's something unhealthy, disgusting near me. I should be on the lookout for it. It's a survival instinct. And I'll tell you what like who Destiny is, what he is. He is a master of rhetoric. He goes on extremely long-winded, convoluted, rapid-fire Adderall rants while knowing nothing about the subject he's talking about, having no principles, no morals, and no beliefs, but simple rhetorical trickery to try to win an argument that he doesn't actually have a stance on. I know this is true because I debated Destiny about globalism, and he didn't even know what it was. And that's how he approaches like basically every debate, is he's just like, whatever, I'll take the debate about whatever topic, and then I'll just trust my rhetorical sleight of hand to make it seem like I won when I really have no idea what the hell I'm talking. He thought globalism was globalization. That's what he thought. He thought it meant like the world is interconnected with technology. So I just sit there and just explain to him what globalism was, and he still thinks he won that debate. Which is, I was thinking about it. It's like, imagine you're doing a debate about Social Security with somebody who doesn't know what Social Security is and doesn't think it exists. Like, you're sitting there and you're like, all right, we're going to argue Social Security now. And the person is like, hey, look, I think society should be secure. And you're like, no, that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about the fact that the government takes money out of your paycheck and then gives it to old people and then will pay you once you're too old to work. This is called Social Security. And they're like, what? That doesn't exist. There's no way that doesn't exist. And you're just like, yes, it does. Like, this is what literally happened. I'm having to explain to him, no, there's this thing called the World Economic Forum. There are these people. They want a one world government. They're working towards that end. They do things in order to progress humanity to be, you know, more favorable of this position. And he's like, that doesn't exist. And it's like, what do you mean that doesn't? You're telling me the World Economic Forum doesn't exist? You're telling me the billionaires, the media elite, they don't get together? They don't plot the future of the world? You can't just say you don't believe. It is the equivalent of saying, I don't believe Social Security exists. It exists. I don't know what else to tell you. And he'll tell you he won that debate. It's like, he exists purely on rhetoric. No legitimate beliefs, no nothing. But what he's been expressing recently, since the assassination, is deliberately provocative, but it's the truth. It's the truth of what these people think.
This is a make it or break it moment, so I need people to connect those synapses in their brain for you to make a decision. If you don't support InfoWars, we will be shut down. And people say, well, they're constantly trying to shut you down. How are you still in the air? God. But God works through people. So we're in a paradox here where the judge says we're open for 3 more months. If we're able to get a buyer under the law, they won't be able to shut us down. I'll just work for somebody else. And that's coming. That's got to be set up. But in the meantime, if people believe the news that we're being shut down everywhere, which they tried to do and failed, by that foregone conclusion, we're shut down. And under the last federal bankruptcy manager who would not reorder product and killed all our advertising, who was positioning us to be shut down and tried to shut us down, we caught him. The judge caught him and fired him. We're almost sold out of all the products. All right? But we have a lot of great products that are still in stock, limited supplies. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And we just had a donation button. Maybe we should just do that. You're fighting for freedom in a key election, battling the globalists. We need support. But we want a long-term relationship with you. We want to be symbiotic. We want you to get great products you like, get them delivered to you quickly, and enjoy them and have them empower you and make your life better so you love them and you keep getting them. We want a relationship. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breasts. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD. We've got Ashwagandha Gummy. Relaxes you, makes you feel really relaxed with no downer feeling. Amazing. An incredible product. Good Night Sleep. We have a lot of great sleep aids. This one's excellent. They're all different formulas. People love it. Good Night Sleep. InfoWars MD. Ashwagandha with black pepper, which relaxes you and makes you lose weight. These are all concentrates. Joint Relief Max works really well. Great pain relief. Huge bottle of it. You know, jam-packed. It's there. Joint Relief Max. InfoWars MD. Prostate Support. Already mentioned that. This is just a top formula. Super high quality. Organic. Nerve Renew. Amazing. To get your nerves, not to kill pain, but to get your nerves healthy. Nitric Boost. Vitamin Refusion about to sell out. About to sell out. Real Red Pill Plus. And something I never talk about and should talk about more. Probiotic Fiber. A super high-end product at a low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Got to your calls for the final segment of today's show. I do want to remind you to go check out the InfoWars MD line of supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. They are one part of the Save InfoWars Mega Sale. You're saving up to 60% off our top-selling products, including a full 25% off all InfoWars MD products, which is a very, very fantastic line. Joint Relief Max, Prostate Support, Ashwagandha Root, Nerve Renew. Just incredible stuff, and go just check out the ingredients. Check out the power that they have, and go to InfoWarsStore.com to get a fantastic product at a fantastic price. And keep alive this singular outlet that dares to just tell you the truth about things. And again, we will go out to your calls momentarily. I just want to finish up with this Destiny character. Again, not so much about him. It's like the thing, every time you hear anybody talk about Harry Sisson, they always predicate it with, I don't want to give this guy any attention, but here's the crazy crap he's saying. I don't want to give Destiny any attention either. It's not about Destiny. It's about the fact that he's expressing what most liberals know better than to express. They believe it. They think it. They agree with Destiny. Don't think for a second that they are, you know, think what he's saying is abominable. It's what they say in so many words. He just says it up front and blatantly, which I appreciate. I appreciate somebody telling the truth about this while everybody else pretends to be shocked and horrified at the violence as they sit there with an 8645 sticker next to them, right? Honesty. It's a rare thing in liberals because if they're honest, everybody hates them. Okay? So let's go now to this clip of Destiny talking about the man, the father, husband, chief firefighter, who was senselessly and randomly murdered at a Trump rally on Saturday. Here's what Destiny had to say about it.
F*** it, f*** the dude, the firefighter guy, f*** Trump, f*** people that support him. I just want you to know, okay, just in case you're confused or it seems like I'm, you don't, whatever. If one of you were in the crowd and you're a conservative fan of mine and you end up, you know, getting blown away or whatever the f***, I'm making fun of you the next day on Twitter. I am.
And he said the same thing about his parents, in fact. About his own parents. And he said this over and over. You know, people are giving their own views on it. friend of the show, Sean Fitzgerald, actual justice warrior, puts it well. Destiny says, a person in the crowd cheering for and supporting a traitor to this country caught astray. I'm so sad, please. Right. So Destiny saying, oh, wow, somebody, a Trump supporter who supported terrorists got shot and killed. I'm so sad. Yeah, right. Sean Fitzgerald says, it's important to for you to understand that many on the left legitimately believe supporting Trump means you deserve to die. Even though he's already been president and the world didn't end, they hate you that much for liking a guy that speaks in a way they find to be low class. And it really is as simple as that. But Destiny goes on to explain more about his thinking and just how retarded it is. He says, remember, when you make a man your king, you're telling society there's only one way to hold him accountable. Conservatives have no one to blame but themselves for that. Can he be impeached and convicted in the Senate? No, he's out of office. Can his criminal friends be held accountable? No, he pardoned every single one of them. Can he be kicked off the ballot for violating constitutional requirements for being president? No, the Supreme Court decided they didn't like that rule anymore. Can he be criminally charged? No, he has absolute immunity. What do you expect? Yeah, translation. We can't throw the guy who didn't commit any crimes in jail. We can't use, you know, bureaucratic workarounds to block him from getting into office. So now we're going to try to kill him, and this is your fault, apparently. Yeah, if the guy hasn't committed any crimes, you can't send him to jail. If he's the president, he has immunity about certain things. That's the way it works. But this is an admission. Again, I bring it up because it represents the mindset of these delusional cucks. In their perception, Trump is some sort of crazy criminal who, because of conservatives, can't be held accountable. So now it's up to some random vigilante to bring justice to Trump. That's how they envision this. The reality is conservatives don't have any power to stop the liberals, except for in the cases of things like impeachment. Like, Destiny says, can he be impeached and convicted in the Senate? No, he's out of office. Okay, but when he was in office, they impeached him twice, and he was exonerated both times. So these people are delusional, they're insane, and they legitimately think that because they hate him, they should be able to stop him somehow, and if that means killing him, then that's what they'll do. If they can stop him by fabricating a charge, criminal charge, do that. They can stop him by impeaching him or changing the rules to not allow him to run anymore. They'll do that. But those haven't worked. So now they're trying to kill him. And they're actually saying it's your fault because their schemes have failed. Because because Trump defended himself from the legal attacks, well, I guess he has to be killed now. It's conservatives' fault that their ridiculous charades have all been predicated on lies. They couldn't stop him with Russia. They couldn't stop him with impeachment. They couldn't stop him with the lies and the hoaxes and the scams and the leaked audios. They couldn't stop him with the criminal charges. So now they're trying to kill him. And they're saying this is your fault because you've left us with no choice because all of our plans have failed because he hasn't committed a crime. We can't send him to prison. So now we have to kill him. And it's your fault, conservatives. Again, not to give any credence to Destiny like he actually understands anything, but neither do the liberals that are calling for his assassination. So it's worth it to look at. Let's go to Chuck in Virginia, and we'll play the video here. BlackRock connection with the shooter. Go ahead, Chuck. You're on the air.
Hey, thank you, Harrison. I want to thank you and InfoWars and Jimmy Dore Show for playing that BlackRock video. I don't think it's coincidental that the shooter, the alleged shooter, and his father appear in that video. I look at it more like a dog urinates on something to mark its target. I think Trump is an existential threat to BlackRock, which represents Wall Street. Wall Street that set up the intelligence agencies in 1947. Obviously, Chuck Schumer said on Rachel Maddow's show that the intelligence agencies are going after Trump. So I see this as a pre-planned calling card to those who have eyes to see with and ears to hear with to let people know the New World Order, that they did this and they put this patsy up to it. I look at him like an Oswald. Mm-hmm. And I would ask the sniper community that has training to look at the technical aspects of that day, just like that shooter movie with Mark Wahlberg. Was that kid actually a distraction? And were there actual shooters behind the kid, maybe a couple hundred yards behind him?
There is some speculation about that. And there is supposedly an interview with a woman who says that she saw men running through the woods and thought there was a second shooter. But I have not been able to get that that interview. People tell me it exists, and I've seen the woman talk, but she doesn't say what she doesn't say the thing about the two shooters. So apparently the full interview was on Sky News, but I've been unable to get a copy of that. But there is speculation about that, and hopefully we'll find more as time goes on. Thank you for that call. Let's go to James in Florida. What do you think was behind this shooting, James?
Hey, Harrison. Great to talk to you. I'm a huge fan of your show. Listening to you every morning gives me sanity. So just to really cover quickly, I don't know, there's an astrological connection to what happened and whether or not this is some sort of ritualized connection. There was a Mars and Uranus, or there actually is an ongoing, currently today, Mars-Uranus conjunction in the sky with Algo, which is considered the demon or the Medusa head. It's a fixed star. And so a lot of people in the astrology community have been looking at specifically July 14th and 15th as a date of a bad omen occurring. Mm. And it was interesting that Mars representing the god of war, Uranus representing instability and chaos in a conjunction, which is the alignment of the planets that create a powerful effect with a fixed star that represents the decapitation or beheading actually occurring almost on the same day that this occurred.
And I wouldn't have thought that. Also, quickly, James, I want to go to one call real quick, but finish up here in the next few seconds.
No. And just as you were speaking, earlier this morning, the actual conjunction of Uranus and Mars took place with the star, and appointment of Jack Smith was challenged. So I think that there's a lot
of fascinating. And look, people that carry this out, they take this stuff into account. So I've been wondering about things like that. So thank you for telling me that, James. But also Mike in Tennessee on line one says that this attempt took place at the same day as the cremation of Care. I did not know that, Mike. Go ahead. You're on the air. We only have a few seconds left.
Well, yes, I saw that Alex was speaking the night before, and I'm just wondering if they had not had planned a different ceremony. There are a lot of Black Rock people who attend that cremation of Care at Bohemian Grove. So,
and I'm sure everybody knows, but in case you don't, the cremation of Care is a mock human sacrifice carried out at Bohemian Grove, where they put all of their cares, aka all of their sins, on this effigy and then burn it and then walk away feeling relieved, like all of their care is gone. All the guilt they felt about all the evil things they did, it's all been washed away by this mock human sacrifice. Very, very interesting that they tried to kill Trump on exactly the same day. Crazy times, folks. More ahead. Stay tuned. The Alex Jones Show begins in 90 seconds.
I don't care if he's pooped his pants. I don't care if he can't put a sentence together.
The total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
President Trump?
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either.
Show me he can't do the job, and then I'll say, okay, maybe it's time to go. Yeah, Biden had a bad day, but this guy couldn't tell the truth if it split his lip.
What did Trump do? Why?
I have poopy days all the time.
If the percentage of women who register to vote and cast a ballot is consistently higher than the percentage of the men who do so. End of quote. Repeat the line.
Damn it. For the last time, anything you put on that prompter, Joe Biden will read.
I dissent. End of quote. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years. Four more years.